Oh, here we go. I'm in trouble again. Woo-hoo!
From New York City, your Army and your Air Force bring you a comedy titled The Census Taker, starring the inimitable funny man of Broadway and Hollywood, that man of indecision, Hugh Herbert! Our story opens in the office of the mayor of Littletown. It concerns primarily the personality of one Horace Appleby, who's really a harmless fellow, but who many of the folks in Littletown suspiciously feel is akin to an atom bomb, due to the various explosions which seem to occur wherever he manages to be. But most of them love him nevertheless. Now, every day, Horace Appleby rushes off to Littletown City Hall to help in some small way in the running of the town's affairs. We now find Horace, in the person of Hugh Herbert, being complimented on his efforts by Mayor Ulysses W. Snoodbottom.
Horace, as the mayor of this town and your immediate boss, I'm telling you I just can't tolerate any more nonsense from you.
Oh, you can't.
I don't care if you are my brother-in-law. No. You must stop driving me and the town crazy.
Oh, something wrong? Is something wrong?
Wrong?
Yeah.
Horace, you've done it again.
I have?
I placed you in charge of the city dog pound, and what did you do?
Do? What did I do? Poor little doggies in those cages crying and barking for someone. Oh, I let them out to scratch their little legs and stretch them a little bit.
Oh, stretch their little legs, eh? Letting every dog in the pound stampede down Main Street on Saturday afternoon.
Well, someone said this town was going to the dogs anyway.
Oh, I'll dog you, Horace. 2 months ago, I placed you in charge of the waterworks, and you turned off the water the day my house burned down.
Oh, just a slight mistake. Mrs. Hopman had a water leak, so she asked me to shut the water off.
From the main line? You idiot.
Oh, now, wait a minute. Let bygones be bygones. Woohoo! That's water under the kitchen sink.
Well, I suppose I'll have to keep Penelope quiet, so I dug up another job for you. And if you mess this one up, even if Penelope is your sister.
Oh, now, wait a minute. Woohoo! Watch your blood pressure, Ulysses. Watch your blood pressure. I mean, Ulysses, Ulysses.
Horace, sit down and listen to me.
Yeah.
It's important for us down at the City Hall to know how many people we have in the community.
It is?
So we're going to take a census. You are now the census taker.
Oh, you can depend on me for the complete works. Names and all. I'll call them names.
All right. Now, fill out these forms marked with the questions and answers. One for each family. And when you're finished filling out...
And so Horace became a census taker.
Where were you born? Are you living, madam? You have any daughters, any girls?
Mind your own business, Appleby.
What is your street, please? I mean your name. What is your...
I don't care if you are taking the census, Appleby. You had no right to bite my dog just because he took a little old bite out of you.
Oh, my. Oh, what a day. What a day. Will it never end? Will it never end?
Now let us listen in on the conversation of a trio of transient citizens who are about to honor Littletown with their presence after just having finished a hard day's work.
So what happened? So you rob one tiny little bank and the cops chase you like you passed a red light.
Yeah, we better turn off the road, boss. The cops are getting closer.
Yeah, Louis. Let's ditch the car.
Gee, boss. That was a great stunt of yours, using cigars loaded with TNT for this job.
Did you see the expression on the bank manager's face when that cigar blew up his safe?
Yeah, well, that's the way I work. Walk into a joint, puff on me cigar, leave it in the vault for a second while you and Muggsy keep everyone covered. Then we collect.
Someone was right, boss, when he said what this country needs is a good 5-cent bomb.
Yeah.
Hey, pull in here quick, Louie. This is the deserted house we had in our plan.
Mm-hmm.
322 Lovelace Lane.
Now, ain't that nice?
Well, I don't know. Jeez, look at it. Sure is a creepy-looking old place, ain't it? But I guess it'll have to do.
Well, any port in a storm, boss. Any port in a storm.
And now let's see what Horace is doing.
Well, here's that old haunted house, 322 Lovelace Lane. Might be some ghosts to question, too. ghost, are you a ghost, girlie? I mean, madam, are you a madam?
If you're selling anything, Buster, we don't want any.
No, nothing like that, my dear, nothing. I'm taking the census for my brother-in-law, the mayor,
Are you sure you're not selling anything?
Me selling? No. Only happiness. Woo!
Lily, what's that guy want, huh?
Oh, census or something.
Eh?
I think he's out of them.
Get rid of him, Lily. Shoot him.
No. Wait a minute. Wait. Invite him in. Sure. I might be able to use this boy later on.
Well, come on in. Well, hurry up.
Well, folks, lovely day, isn't it? Lovely day.
Yeah. So what?
Put your derby right over here, pal. Well, that's it.
Thank you. I'll get right down to business. Now, how many in the family?
Well, let's see. There's just the three of us. There's Mother Lily here, there's son Muggsy, and I'm the pup.
Oh, gee, pup. You're a riot.
Nice family. How much income did this happy little group earn?
Well, we made about $50,000 today.
$50,000 today? Woohoo! Horses, huh?
Horses? Mm. Oh, no. That's gambling.
That's cash, too, brother.
Mm. Yeah.
How old are you, Lily? How old are you?
Oh, I'm around 21.
Around? Second time around,
eh? Oh.
You're looking in the wrong direction,
All right, you. Now lay off, blubberpuss.
That's a nice little gun you got there. It's a little short. Are you a hunter or something?
The best there is, pal.
Hunter, yeah. We're hunters from way back, sure. And we make money at it, too.
You want to know something?
What?
I don't think you people are honest.
Hello, Sheriff. This is Mrs. Lestrange. I know it's none of my business, but two men and a woman just entered that deserted old house, 322 Lovelace Lane.
322 Lovelace?
Yes, and that crazy Mr. Appleby just went in, too.
So what?
Well, they might be the three who robbed the bank this morning in Middleville. I heard about it on the police radio. And poor Mr. Appleby.
You might be right. I'll hurry right over.
Oh, that's fine, Sheriff. And Sheriff, don't forget the reward.
Look, Louie, it's a sheriff's car.
Hey, look, he's coming in here.
Oh, I wonder what I've done now.
All right, you. Now get away from that window. Get away. Oh. Here, come here. Come here, behind the door. All right, now we're going to give him a greeting that he'll never forget. We'll, and you, census taker.
Yes.
Not a peep out of you, hear? Or I'll blow your head off.
Oh, my.
Open up in the name of the law!
All right, come on. Open up the door, census taker.
Appleby. What in the name? Careful, Louie!
Out of the way. Take that.
Look out,
that.
Louie. The census taker's got the gun.
All right, Louie. Drop that gun. Woohoo! Drop the gun.
Ooh, my head. Well, nice work, Appleby. We'll get this crew downtown and into jail.
Well, my derby seems to be in good shape. Well, what's this? Oh, box of cigars. Find us, keep us.
Are you coming, Appleby?
Oh, it's a pleasure, Sheriff. A pleasure.
Now, as the mayor of this city, I wish to express our thanks for your wonderful deed of capturing those dangerous bank robbers.
Oh, they weren't dangerous to me. It was nothing at
all.
Yes,
and as a sheriff, I want to thank you too, young man.
Oh, thank you for calling me young man. Thank you.
Now, as a token of appreciation, I'm giving you your old job back at the waterworks. And with a raise in pay.
Oh, thanks. Thank you, Your Honor. Thank you, my dear brother-in-law. And listen, I have something for you. I kind of like you, you know what I mean? Now, here's a box of cigars. Good, just a few missing. Happy smoking. I hope you're burning this.
Smell good, too.
Yes.
You know, Horace, I'll get quite a bang out of smoking these.
Yeah, yes. Just think of me when you smoke them, will you?
Well, well, thanks, Horace, thank you. You know, I'm beginning to think you're not as stupid as you really are.
Oh, thank you very much.
This is the life. Mayor of this great little town, nice new home, comfortable chair, and this delightful cigar to relax me. And Penelope, too, away visiting her Uncle Gus for 2 days. And I wonder who that is. Yeah, well, I'd better put this cigar in the ashtray before I get ashes all over the rug. Oh, now, who is this going to disturb?
Oh, Mayor, Mayor, did you smoke any of those cigars Appleby gave you?
Why, Sheriff, I was just in the middle
of... Well, run for your life.
What?
They're loaded with TNT.
Huh?
The bank robbers just confessed it. Come on.
Appleby!
What's happening? What's happening here?
Some dope gave the mayor a cigar loaded with TNT.
No.
Tried to kill him, I guess. Blew up his new home, too. Well, lucky the mayor and the sheriff weren't hurt.
Boy, did you see the mayor charging through the streets like a madman, huh? Looking for his brother-in-law, too.
I'm in trouble again.
Thank you, Hugh Herbert, for your very entertaining performance. And now, a message to the young men of America who think about their future in terms of a career. Will you be earning $4,000 a year next year at an interesting job with a great future? You can if you apply now and qualify for aviation cadet training with the U.S. Air Force. If you're between the ages of 20 and 26 and a half, with 2 years of college training, or the ability to pass an equivalent examination, make an appointment now for an interview. After 1 year of the finest aviation pilot training in the world, you'll receive the silver wings of a pilot, a commission as a second lieutenant, and a flying assignment with the United States Air Force. Get the full details today at your U.S. Army and U.S. Air Force recruiting office. This program was brought to you by your Army and your Air Force in cooperation with this radio station, and was specially transcribed for presentation at this time. The census taker starred Hugh Herbert as Horace Appleby. Story was written by Second Lieutenant William P. Kelly and was directed by Ted Bliss. This is Bill Lally speaking for the Voice of the Army.